If you look at the first halacha of Hilchos Pesach, the first halacha is Shoylem v'holchin, Shoylem v'dorshin v'Hilchos Pesach, Shloshim yoyim kodem achag. There's a mitzvah, there's a halacha, that 30 days before Yontif, one is supposed to learn the halachas, understand the inyanim of the Yontif. This year, around Purim time, was the time that we were all surprised, all the Purim Chagigas in all the schools, and all the Beis Yaakovs were all canceled because of the situation that's going on in the world right now with the coronavirus. I was just thinking that not only is one supposed to prepare for this Yontif with the halachas, but maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to prepare for the Yontif with the mitzvah of this Yontif, the mitzvah of instilling the Emunah. And maybe, just maybe, that's why we are facing this crisis right now with the coronavirus, in order that we should have an opportunity to be able to work on our Emunah during this period of time. So how do we do it? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from us right now? What is the whole purpose of this Nisayon? Now, like every other Nisayon, one can deal with the Nisayon, with the Nisayon itself, but one can realize that there's some power, there's something that's behind the Nisayon. I'll give you an example. If someone, for example, has an eczema on their hand, they have a skin rash. So there are two ways to deal with it. You go to the doctor, and the doctor will look at it and he'll say, okay, prescribe you some topical cream. And he'll say, okay, just take this cream and put it on twice a day. And Mirtz Hashem, the rash will go away. That's one way to deal with it. And then someone can go to a different type of doctor, like an alternative medicine doctor, and they'll look at the rash and say, you know something? You're right, it's a rash, it's an eczema, but there's a reason why you're getting it. Don't you realize you're allergic to milk? If you stop drinking milk, you won't get the rash anymore. So again, there's two ways to look at it. You could look at the rash and say, okay, I'm just going to deal with the rash. Or you can say, I'm going to understand, why am I getting this rash? And the same is with this Nisayon. One can deal with the Nisayon and say, okay, there's a coronavirus, and let me see, how can I deal with it? I will wear a mask, and I'm going to put on gloves, and I'm going to make sure I wash my hands three every single time I come in from outside with antibacterial soap. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't do that. But we have to understand that it's not the coronavirus. It's not it. There's something behind the coronavirus. There's a Rabbeinu Shalom. The Rabbeinu Shalom in this world brought this coronavirus to us because he wants a kesher. He wants a relationship with us. Now we have to understand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, loves his children, loves Klal Yisrael with an ava she'ena tluy bedavar, with a love, an unconditional love. There's nothing in the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't love better than his children. So much so that we know that during the Churban HaBayis, Chazal tell us that the Keruvim were facing each other. At the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was taking Klal Yisrael out of Eretz Yisrael, we were on our way to Bavel. The Beis HaMikdash was burning, but the Keruvim were facing each other, which represented the tremendous Ava, the tremendous love that the Rabbeinu Shalom has for Klal Yisrael. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from us? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us to have that same type of unconditional love for him. Now, when everything is going perfect in our life, we're able to get up in the morning and do what we have to do, and we're able to go where we have to go and accomplish what we have to accomplish, and we're making money, and so everything's great. But the minute HaKadosh Baruch Hu throws us an Nisayon, he throws us a challenge, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is testing us. I'd like to see how much love you have for me, what is your reaction going to be? Are you going to be broken? Are you going to be upset? Or will you say, Rabbeinu Shalom, if it's good for you, then it's good for me. You know, when a person is going on his water skis, you ever seen somebody going water skiing? When a person goes water skiing, he never knows the driver is 50 feet ahead of him, who's driving the boat. The guy in the back holding onto the rope, he has absolutely no idea which direction that boat is going to turn next. So how does he water ski? He has to be able to maneuver himself. If the boat goes to the right, he has to maneuver his body that he should be able to go to the right. And if the boat takes a sharp turn to the left, then he has to be able to maneuver himself to take a sharp turn to the left. That's the way the Rabbeinu Shalom wants us to live. The Rabbeinu Shalom wants us to live. Rabbeinu Shalom, I'm here to serve you. If you want me to go to the right, then I'm going to go to the right. If you want me to stay indoors right now, then this is what you want. You want me to stay indoors? I'm going to stay indoors. I know it's difficult, but Rabbeinu Shalom, I'm here to serve you, and I also want to have an unconditional love for you. And you know something? When we will show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbeinu Shalom, I am miyachid myself, I am connecting to you with that same unconditional love that you have for me, I have for you, that is a recipe for the geula. Now we know when Klal Yisrael was leaving Mitzrayim, the Navi says, Koy amar Hashem, zocharti loch chesen u'urayich, havas kluloi soyich, lechtech acharei bamidbar be'eretz loy zeruah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu praises Klal Yisrael. I remember the days, the avas kluloi soyich, that love that you showed for me, the chesed that you did with me. Lechtech acharei bamidbar be'eretz loy zeruah. You went into the midbar without any food, because you trusted me that I was going to take care of you. The Chavetz Chaim asks the question, what is the terminology of chesed? Chesed n'urayich, that we did chesed when we were younger? Is it possible to do chesed with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is it possible that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was lacking in something that we could do a chesed with him? How is it possible? What's the terminology of the Navi? Chesed n'urayich. The Chavetz Chaim explains that when in life the Rabbeinu Shalom puts us through situations which are difficult for us, and we say to the Rabbeinu Shalom, I'm going to bend for you. I'm going to live my life because this is the way you want me to live. I'm going to do because this is what you want me to do. That is the greatest chesed you do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbeinu Shalom, I love you. I love you unconditionally. And if this is the way that you're, this is the position you're putting me in my life, then it's good for me. And this is, and I'm doing it because I love you. If it's good for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's good for me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave this world right now, this coronavirus, way different than any other Nisayon that Klal Yisrael was faced with. You know, in different times when there's persecution and there's killings, you know, we say, oh, in our mind, we can formulate, if I go here, I'll be safe. If I'll do this, I'll be safe. With this Nisayon, there's nowhere to run. There's nowhere to go. The entire world is being affected by the same thing, which could lead a person to a tremendous amount of fear. I have nowhere to go. I have nowhere to turn. What do I do? The answer is, there is one place to run. The place to run is right back in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's arms. We try in our life, we try to create in our mind an achiza. An achiza is something to hold on to. Okay, if I don't do this, then I'll be okay. If I do this, then I'll be okay. And now we're faced with a challenge. The Rabbeinu Shalom is turning up the notch. I want you to realize that you have nowhere to turn. But that's not true. We do have one place to turn. It's right back into the Rabbeinu Shalom's hands. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't want you to have a pachad. There's nothing to fear. You're in my hands. You're in good hands. The only thing that we should have a pachad from is forgetting that we may forget. It's forgetting that we're dependent on the Rabbeinu Shlom. That's the only thing we have to fear from, is that we shouldn't forget that we are in the Rabbeinu Shlom's hands. So maybe, as we have a few more days to prepare for this Yontif, let us take the opportunity to strengthen our Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to run right back into Rabbeinu Shalom's hands. Every day, it is another opportunity to say, Rabbeinu Shalom, I have nowhere to turn. I am putting my trust in your hands. I am putting my trust in you. And maybe, if we will show HaKadosh Baruch Hu our unconditional love for him, maybe we will be zeicha to the words of the Gemara, Benison Nigalu, Ubenison Asidin Ligoyel, and we'll be zeicha this year to the Emes Geula, to the true Geula of Mashiach Tzidkenu, B'meherav Yameinu. Amen.